going to be incredible. I just renamed my show. I renamed it Play It Loud. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the studio. I got the monitors turned toward me. And boy, did I crank it up that last set. And I encourage you to do the same thing at home. Feel free to dance around the room if it helps, you know. And now I'm going to tell you what we played. Nothing but the best. Boy, this was a particularly good one. Jesus. We started out with, we played a little bit of Tortoise. That was supposed to be my background music, but I, anyway, forget that. We started out with Queen Bitch by David Bowie. That's off the Hunky Dory album. That's the B-side of Rebel Rebel, the single. Kind of a tribute of, to the Velvet Underground. After that, we heard my band, the Flamin' Groovies, doing Slow Death. That was, I think, honestly, 1971. That was the period where Roy Loney left the band and Chris Wilson joined the band, and there's Chris Wilson on vocals, just fucking killing it. That song was banned by the BBC for its reference to morphine. Apparently you're not allowed to use that word in England. The record company didn't know that, nor did the band. But anyway, I'm trying to remember which version, which album that's off of. It was that reissue, the one that came out on a 10-inch single.
About 10-inch.
Yeah, it was on the album called Bucket Full of Brains. There've been a couple things called Bucket Full of Brains by the Groovies. Okay, keep on going. Dr. Feelgood did She Does It Right off of their masterpiece Down by the Jetty. That's 1975. Wilco Johnson composition, produced by Vic Mayall. Wow. And after that was Alice Cooper doing Long Way to Go off of his incredible third LP from 1971, Love to Death. That's the one that had 18 on it, produced by Bob Ezrin. Boy, he did some good work. Yow, yowza. After that, we heard the New York Dolls do a version of Who Are the Mystery Girls. That's from the 1974 Live in the Studio demos that was released by Norton Records. They called it A Hard Night's Day. That's a really good record. 1974, Live in the Studio. I'm thinking about doing some stuff live in the studio, too. Maybe today. The Dead Boys did All This and More. That is off of their masterpiece. The Snotty Boys record, whatever. Produced by Genya Raven. 1977 on Sire Records. That was the track right after Sonic Reducer. And it's got the lyric, I Want to Be a Dead Boy. Then we heard Iggy Pop doing 5 Foot One, 1979, off the New Values album. We did a lot of music that set because it was just so good we couldn't stop. New Values was maybe one of my favorite Iggy records. That was Side 2, Track 1, produced by James Williamson. That was James getting back together with Iggy after Kill City, first record they did together, and he produced and played all over that. Behind me is Brian Eno doing King's Lead Hat. Before and after science. I shouldn't be talking, but I am. And let's keep going. There's another track I got queued up that I expected to be verbose about. Colin Newman doing Order for Order, a guy from Wire. We started the show with Wire. Well, the second set of the show. Okay, I'm getting confused now. All right. I'm just going to say what we're going to play. How's that? That's what I generally do. We're going to play the Velvet Underground. Dwight Twilley, Modern Lovers, Alex Chilton, Pavement, Sonic Youth. Nothing but the best. I am pulling no punches today, just playing great song after great song. Listen to this. Colin Newman of Wire. Wow. All right, you can't do everything. You can't be everything and everyone for every person all the time, everywhere. So you do the best you can, and that's all I can do. And that is what I'm doing today. I'm playing my absolute favorite songs for you. Let's just keep going, because that's what we should be doing with Velvet Underground. This is the version of Foggy Notion off of the VU album. Maybe one of my absolute favorites. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than what we're doing today. This will be a show for the ages, okay?
Rolling on one.
see.
Yeah. Strange. Let me try and just hear if it sounds any different.
These guys. These are on
Check.
have a little... Oh, now I get my vocal. And the guitar is very quietly in the background. It's probably getting picked up by the... Okay, now I... Okay, what... All right. Oh, now I'm getting some guitar. But it might be a room mic that I'm getting...
Fire! 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 F I'm standing up on
button. This might be my rockingest show I've ever done. You know, I'm calling it, play it loud, the title of this particular episode of Time Won't Let Me is Play It Loud. Turn it up, play it loud, because everything sounds fucking great when you play it really fucking loud. And that's what I'm encouraging you all to do when you listen to it again. Get that volume, you know, that fader, that knob. Turn it to the right. Make it play it loud. All right, we heard Totally Wired by The Fall. Marky Smith, that's from 1980. That's a single. Actually, it was never really on a proper studio album, but I think it wound up on a couple of compilations. The Kingston Destroyer, Paranoia Will The Destroyer. That was from Give the People What They Want. That was on Aris, I believe. Ray Davies at his finest. Well, not his finest. It was originally intended for the low-budget album, but it fell off of that one and on to the next. And it's got references to All Day and All the Night and Lola, lyrically, within the context of that song. Makes it even more desirable and delightful. After that, we heard the Pink Fairies from 1971 doing Never Never Land. That's from their first LP on Polydor. That was rockin'. After that, we heard Television featuring Tom Verlaine, 1978. He did the song Days off of the Adventure album, their second LP on Elektra Records. And then we heard the Wipers do Better Off Dead. That's Greg Sage from Portland, 1977. That was a short and sweet killer. And then we heard Pierre Ubu do Heart of Darkness. That's the B-side of their first single. Their first single was 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, and that was the B-side, and we heard most of that. My friends, Pierre Ubu from Cleveland, Ohio. That was actually grabbed off the compilation Data Panic in the Year Zero. I think it's also on the Terminal Tower album. But yeah, Pierre Ubu, can't get enough of them. And we're going to play a little bit of, we're going to play another one by The Damned, another one by The Groovies, one by Paul Collins and The Beat. I got to play this Mystery Lights song I love. I'm going to try to come back to The Replacements. I think we have almost enough time to do everything I just mentioned, but I better hurry. So here we go with The Damned again.
Going out with him.
show where I thank everybody for listening, and I reward myself by saying what a great time I had and how much I appreciate my own efforts, because that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that one. We totally rocked out today, no doubt about it. That last bunch of songs, we heard one by The Damned. We heard New Rose. That's like their most well-known song, probably. And then we heard one of the more recent things the Flaming Groovies ever recorded, which was Crazy Macy off their last album, Plastic Fantastic. And then we heard Paul Collins Beat doing Look But Don't Touch. And then we heard The Clean from New Zealand doing Thumbs Off. And we